You offered a statement to the United States Senate Judiciary Committee last month for a hearing on the impact of lawsuit abuse on small businesses and job creators. You urged them to reject the body of bills you contend undermine the public's access to the court system. Among these bills is H.R. 725, otherwise known as the Innocent Party Protection Act, introduced by Colorado's own Ken Buck at the end of January when it was introduced, approved by the House in 38 days, as I believe four of these seven bills that you have expressed concerns about did. Only two, yep. So that makes it five. Waited for June and October. Is that pace of legislation a typical thing, or were these kind of fast-tracked?
Your intimation is correct that this was incredibly fast. I want to step back for 1 second just to fill in a bit why we oppose these bills. This hearing was erroneously called, in my view, because there's a thought that job creators and small businesses need these quote-unquote technical changes to the law to help them operate better. But what these laws do is limit the rights of working Americans to go to court if they are the victims of abuse or malpractice, if they've been harmed by a business. That's why we have so many of these laws in place. And even if these, you know, we're trying to help small businesses and make it easier for them to basically get out of responsibility if they harm someone, most small businesses don't really care. Lawsuit abuse or a threat of lawsuit isn't a priority for them. In fact, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, in a list of 75 issues, said that threatened lawsuits was 68 out of 75 issues that they cared about. So it's very, very low. So we have all these bills that were passed, and you may ask, well, why then is the House of Representatives, led by Republicans, fast-tracking all these bills? And the answer is that a lot of these bills are endorsed and pushed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other big business, because it is yet another way that can stop average Americans from getting their day in court if they're harmed.
Because Ken Buck was the initial sponsor of the Innocent Party Protection Act, I looked at his largest campaign contributors, and there's an entity called Club for Growth, second biggest donor over the life of his political career, at $150,000. Another $2.5 million has gone to five members of the committee that your testimony went to. And then there's three members of the current administration, including the new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Mick Mulvaney. They've all received, I think it's about $250,000 total, which on the big picture of things isn't much, but you add these things up over time, and the Club for Growth has spent $48 million. What do you think it is that drives this kind of legislative agenda?
Well, if we were a bit newer to this political world, we would say, oh, wow, what a coincidence. But we're not. And we know that there is very much a correlation between the people who contribute to your campaigns and the things that you push in office. And the Club for Growth is a conservative think tank that pushes for deregulation. It pushes for lower tax rates. It pushes for changing our medical malpractice system so that hospitals and insurance companies are allowed to escape liability. It's for reducing the size of government. So this all makes sense, right? When you have a group like the Club for Growth that is basically for slashing our federal government and reducing health and safety regulations, it makes sense now when you think about the people who are advocating for these types of things. Mick Mulvaney, for example, who is now the director of OMB, in my view, the illegitimate acting director of the Consumer Protection Finance Bureau, he has openly said that the CFPB is a sick, sad joke. He is against regulation. He is against the very mission of the CFPB, which is to protect consumers from unscrupulous practices of the financial industry. There is a direct line between all of that thinking and the bills that people like Mr. Buck and others introduce, which would make it harder for hardworking Americans to get into court to vindicate their rights if they're the victims of malpractice, if they have been cheated. There is very much a correlation between the types of groups that fund campaigns and the positions that these individuals take, even if it's to the detriment of their own constituents.
Does that mean we're going to see more policy like this coming for the second year of the 115th Congress?
Absolutely. And that's what's so discouraging, and that's what keeps me up at night and what gets me up in the morning to go into work. What we're seeing right now is an unprecedented level of an assault on consumers, on hardworking Americans, on people just trying to get up every day and get a fair deal and do the best they can.
I've been talking with Remington Gregg of Public Citizen. For more information, you can visit their website at citizen.org. For KGNU, this is Robin Ryan.